Listener Production.
Hey, I'm Tessa Randello. Dangerous fire conditions are expected tomorrow as temperatures top 30 degrees. Senior meteorologist from the Weather Bureau, Luke Johnston, says the fire danger is across most of the state.
We've got high fire danger today for the central north, the Midlands and the southeast. Saturday, there'll be more widespread elevated fire dangers, expecting high fire danger for all districts apart from the northwest, the Furneaux Islands and the King Island districts.
But high humidity for Tasmania is putting a cap on how high that danger rating will get. A third addition to the state's road toll today after a man died in a motorcycle accident in the state's north. The 48-year-old was off-roading at Browns Creek Road at Bakers Beach when he lost control and hit a tree and died at the scene. Briefly, the state and federal governments are releasing details of their $13 million plan to help ease the pressure on GPs today. It involves offering student doctors four-year contracts, giving them salary and entitlements similar to those of a doctor working at a hospital if they go into general practice. And the Deputy Prime Minister says a voice to Parliament is a simple choice. It comes after some came out against it at Invasion Day rallies yesterday, despite a survey of 300 Indigenous people showing 80% support it. Richard Marles telling Nine it gives First Nation people the opportunity to be consulted on issues that impact them.
It's not just a snapshot of 300 people. This is a proposition which has been worked up over many years through Indigenous Australians coming together at Uluru and saying this is the way in which Indigenous Australia wants to be recognised in our constitution.
Australian women cricketers have claimed the T20 series victory over Pakistan, taking a 2-0 lead with an 8-wicket overnight in Hobart, restricting the tourists to just 96 of their 20 overs.
And it will chalk up the win for Australia, their first ever at Belle Reve after 5 attempts.